You could have been a supporter of any football team. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Ravens Weekly. This is episode 97 and we're back in your ears once again. My name is Matt Hall and I'm joined by Jeff Hutton. Jeff, how are we doing?
Very well. Hello everyone.
Great to be back, isn't it? Now let's get started with looking at the week just gone by. And of course that included a bit of a strange Saturday, wasn't it? With the team having made the journey up to Halifax on the Friday night, and also the fans on the fans' coach, on the train, and some who'd driven up, making the journey up on the day, most of them, a couple had stayed overnight, only to find on arrival that there would be a pitch inspection at 2 o'clock, and the pitch failed the inspection, and the match was called off around 45 minutes before kickoff. Which was a bit of a sour note to start the weekend off, wasn't it, Jeff?
Well, yeah, there wasn't any announcement about it. We weren't even aware, were we? You guys were on the way out. So, yeah, very random. And obviously, I don't think there's anything more to say. I know Andy said what he had to say in the interview afterwards, didn't he?
Yes, you can catch that on our YouTube channel for his thoughts on that postponement. Obviously, it was really disappointing for everyone, and particularly got a feel for the fans who made the journey up and have paid money to go there.
100%. Like you say, I think Andy said it in both interviews, it wasn't the clubs at the end of the day, it was the match officials, you know, made that decision. So, you know, I know Halifax got a bit of stick for it as well at the time. You know, it's a rugby and a football pitch, isn't it? So it's always going to be challenging for them, no matter what. But yeah, very odd, very bizarre. I must admit, it did look like some fans did manage to enjoy themselves, though, despite the postponement. I think it was it the Three Pigeons?
Mainly in the Three Pigeons,
there was another pub as well. Someone sent me a video.
The Royal Oak, possibly?
Right, yes, yeah, the Royal Oak. So, yeah, that was... it looked like some supporters tried to make the best of it, despite the news.
On our way back from that wasted journey, shall we say, we did receive some good news, Jeff, and that was in the form of an award for our community Man v Fat project.
You mean for our award-winning charity now, Matt?
Absolutely, award-winning community trust. It was brilliant to be named as the Man v Fat Regional Club of the Year Award for the South East. What an achievement
in
the first year.
And we beat Millwall tonight.
We beat Millwall, Colchester,
you know,
Twickenham.
For an established Football League, you know, charitable trust, to be able to come up against them and beat them, absolutely, yeah, really, really proud of the team. Ali, I think you've got Ted, Ben in there, and obviously a few others that have been working on that. And yeah, how many participants at the moment? Over 80.
Hopeful
we can get a second division set up, and we're also talking with the local NHS and obviously trying to help fund that and help reach more participants who could do with it. Like you say, there's I think it's quite a unique program, you know, a weight management program for men in the area. I'm not aware of too many others, so I'm really hopeful we can expand on that and make it a bigger program and reach more participants. And yeah, absolutely delighted for Ali, the whole of the community team. And yeah, hopefully it just gets bigger and bigger.
More awards to come, hopefully. Moving on then, and back to first team affairs, we did have the pleasure of welcoming another new signing, and Andy's really been working hard on bolstering his squad with some brilliant support from the chairman, and the latest to join up with his side was forward Mason Bloomfield, who joined from Barnet. And Jeff, I remember we spoke about this, a bit of a squeamish one, but Mason did play here a few years ago and suffered a severe injury, which was the one that sort of stuck in the memory.
Sorry,
wasn't it?
No, I don't know why I'm laughing, but it's just, yeah, you guys obviously do a great job of getting with the videos, and I obviously just say, can I have a quick look before it goes out? And then when I was watching it and I heard you ask a question, I was like, oh my Lord.
We did ask that beforehand if he was happy.
because that was, I remember that being horrific at the time.
Traumatic, wasn't it? Yeah. And he'd only just come onto the pitch, but it's great to have him obviously at the club now.
It's funny how football works, full circle.
It is, isn't it? It's incredible. And he's now here at Hayes Lane, linked up with the side on Monday ahead of Tuesday's trip to Southend. But before we get onto all of that, here's what Mason had to say on signing at Bromley. Mason Bloomfield, welcome to Bromley Football Club. It's fantastic to have you on board. How's it feel to have joined up with the side?
Yeah, it's exciting. I didn't expect it to come about how it did, but I'm happy.
and you've had a few days now training with the boys. How have you found settling in?
Yeah, I mean, the boys are great. Pretty much straight away I felt like I was part of the team, and especially after Tuesday's game, you know.
And you did get some minutes. It was good to get out there, I guess, and get some minutes. A tough result to take on the night, though.
Tough result, yeah. It's always tough coming on, especially when you're behind. But, I mean, it's just one of those things.
And, Mason, you've played at Hayes Lane quite a few times in the past, and one of those, I guess, quite a traumatic experience for you with quite a serious injury on your first game for AFC Fylde.
Yeah. I mean, it happened just down there. It's meant to come in, you know.
And you've already got a standing ovation from the fans before you've even joined, haven't you?
To be fair. Well, hopefully, I can recreate that and playing for the home team, you know.
And there's a big run of games coming up, so a great opportunity to meet the fans and get some more minutes under the belt. It really is. We keep saying it, a crucial time of the season now with the team playing the way they are.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the team's been flying. Hopefully, obviously, going into Saturday, we pick back up in a cup and then Stockport Tuesday.
And we've got a talented squad here, haven't we? And great to link up with the likes of Michael Cheek, James Alabi and George Alexander. We've got a great pool of talent up front.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the competition's there. I mean, when I was brought in, he said it's not going to be a walk in the park, you know, and it's not. Like I said, the talent we've got up top is second class.
And you've been here for about 4 days now. What's your thoughts on the facilities around you and then the training facilities as well?
It's brilliant, especially in that new stand. Because I think when I played here, when I did my arm, all this wasn't here. So to come in and see it all get shown about, it's brilliant.
And a different challenge in the form of Tunbridge Angels in the FA Trophy on Saturday. Is that a competition you've had much involvement in the past? Does it mean much to you?
I think I only played in it once, and that was years ago. I missed out this year, so luckily I'm able to play on Saturday, but I'll just take it as it comes.
And a great opportunity to get back to Wembley like the club did in 2018.
That's exactly it.
Well, Mason, welcome on board. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And it was great to catch up with Mason. What a fantastic guy. So brilliant to have him on board, and look forward to seeing him hopefully bang some of the goals in for Bromley. Jeff, we're moving on now to the trip to Southend, and you were in the away end for that one.
Yeah, quite an eventful away end as well. Over 120, I think, made the journey. There are a few unfamiliar faces amongst them, and obviously... 0-0 half time, all rather uneventful. We had our chance on the pitch, didn't we? And then obviously events in the second half. But a bit like on the pitch, really. First half was okay, and then second half it was all a bit odd.
Yes, it was, wasn't it? I think 4 minutes of second half football was the undoing of us, really. There were a couple of subs at half time, one sub at half time, and unfortunately, Southend United managed to score twice in the opening 4 minutes. It was a bit of a shell shock for Bromley. We didn't really get going in the second half.
It was a very tough one. It was one that I thought whoever's going to score first was going to win that game. Mm. Such a fierce atmosphere. I mean, absolutely fantastic for them. What was it, 8,000, almost 8,000, yes, packed inside that ground. And when you think that when we went to Rotherham Stadium, it's only about a couple of thousand more than that. The little Roots Hall ground that we were just in. And it just puts into context how packed in everyone was. And it was a fantastic atmosphere, to be fair. Like I said, I thought the first goal would be important. And I think the roof off the place absolutely came off when they scored their first.
It did, didn't it? And obviously that was swiftly followed by a second. I think you look at the first goal, it was a brilliant save from Mark Cousins initially. Unfortunately, he couldn't do anything about the rebound. And Andy spoke of his disappointment over the second goal. It's not often we're undone by a set piece. And he was really quite annoyed to have had that happen, especially so early in the second half. But Jeff, actually, we seemed to start playing a bit better at 2-0 and did have our chances in the second half. I'm thinking Luke Coulson in particular with a brilliant chance.
Yeah, definitely when he went through, I thought that was going to be our first one back and get a bit of a foothold in the game. But no, it wasn't to be. I think, I don't know from where you guys were, first half as well, when Alexander was through as well and the sort of goalkeeper rushing out. You know, you're thinking, oh no, can he get past him? Is he going to go down? Is the keeper going off? It was, you know, could have completely changed the outcome of the game. But it is what it is at the end. It was what it was. And disappointing. Disappointing evening, no doubt.
A first defeat of 2022. So putting things into perspective, it's been a great start 100%, to the year.
I think that's why it's so disappointing, because you forgot what it felt like.
Yeah. So anyway, moving on from that one.
Oh, sorry, but on that one, obviously Mason got on.
Yeah, he did. He looked lively, I thought.
Yes, he did well, didn't he?
Not great circumstances to come on and make your debut and that, but it was great to see him on the pitch. I thought he gave us a different dynamic up top. So, like you say, disappointing evening, but we move.
We move indeed.
That's what people say now, don't
it
they?
Is, yes. That's James Alabi's phrase,
sorry,
that one.
James.
We move. Sorry, I don't know if he's copyrighted that. But anyway, we're moving on, and it was... putting the disappointment swiftly behind us. As the following day, the Wednesday, we were delighted to welcome another new signing in the form of Welsh defender Ben Margetson, who has spent his time at Swansea City, coming through the youth ranks there and also playing in the under-23s and also featuring last year for Sutton United for a few months where he went on loan. We'll move on swiftly from that. But it was great to welcome Ben. He'll add further competition for places at the back. He's really, really excited to be here. And here's just what he had to say on signing at Hayes Lane. Ben, welcome to Bromley Football Club. What's your initial thoughts on signing?
Yeah, can't wait to get started here. I've walked around the place and it's amazing, the facilities. So, I'm really looking forward to get going and join up with the team tomorrow.
And coming from a Championship club that's been in the Premier League as well, it speaks volumes, actually, your comment there on the facilities here.
Yeah, I'm just blown away. It's a club moving in the right direction and it's something I want to be a part of moving forward.
It's all happened quite quickly, hasn't it, you coming here? How did it all come about?
Yeah, so I got the text from the manager and, it was an opportunity that came up and, it was an opportunity I couldn't turn down then. So, like I said, I'm really looking forward to get going and, and starting here.
It's quite far away from home for you, isn't it? That's one thing. But you do have experience in the National League and you have actually been with Sutton for a period.
Yeah, I went to Sutton last year. I really enjoyed my time there. It was a good learning experience there. So I'm hopefully bringing that here to this club and help the club get promoted.
And the side's doing very, very well at the moment, obviously, in the National League table. So looking forward to coming in and being a part of that. It's a crucial point in the season now.
No, definitely. Like I said, the boys have done so well. They're fourth in the league at the minute. So, I'm just here to add competition to the squad and hopefully, push players and, fight my way into the team. That's what I'm here for. And, hopefully then that will... help us climb the table.
And how would you describe yourself as a player? What do you think you're going to be able to bring to the team?
As a player, I'm a leader. I like to lead on the pitch. I'm comfortable with the ball at my feet. I'm not afraid to mix it in behind. But most of all, I just love being a defender. I want to defend. I want to head balls, block balls. So that's me as a player.
And a few big games coming up, both in the league. But first, before that, it's an FA Trophy experience on Saturday. Have you ever played in that competition before?
Yeah, I was involved in the squad in the FA Trophy. So, again, it's a good opportunity for us to get to Wembley, and win a trophy. So, again, I'm just really looking forward to, hopefully playing in that game.
Well, Ben, welcome to Bromley Football Club. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Great to hear from Ben there, Matt. Like you say, busy week in terms of players. Obviously, you managed to catch up with Andy as well.
Yes, absolutely. It's always brilliant to speak to Andy for our little weekly catch-up and a bit of a different backdrop for this interview for those of you that have seen it online.
I was going to say, last week I'm talking about the impressive office and everything. This week, where was it? He was in the venue.
We were in Raven's chat, yeah.
And, brilliant.
And he actually talks about that and touches on that in his interview. So here's what Andy had to say. Andy, Tuesday was a tough one to take, but the boys back in training now and full focus ahead to Saturday.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Tuesday was one of those games that just didn't go for us on the night. And again, I repeat, fair play to Southend. They've done their homework on us and sort of nullified us a little bit, and we could work our way out to get past them, so fair play to them. And we move on to Saturday, which is a big cup game.
It's a great opportunity, isn't it, to get through to the quarterfinals and sort of echo in the feeling of getting back to Wembley in 2018, it's very possible, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's still some pretty big teams in it, but let's not take Tunbridge Angels lightly. They're going to be up for it. They're a good team, so it'll be a tough game for us Saturday, and we're not taking it lightly. We're preparing properly, for sure.
No less than six players brought in January and February. It's great to see that you've been given the opportunity to bolster the squad.
Yeah, I sat down with the chairman and we knew we had to sort of make sure we keep the momentum going, as it were, with the results and the team. And we knew that we had a big couple of months coming up, as in a lot of games, Saturday, Tuesday. So it's very important that we sort of had sort of surplus players around us, brought in to strengthen the squad and make sure we're ready in case anyone has to come out injured or lack of form. And we've done that. And so, you know, we've got good numbers around the place. It wasn't that long ago we had hardly any numbers. We had the youth team players around. So it's very important that we did that. And the chairman backed all the way with that.
And the latest of those that you brought in is Ben Margetson. What's your thoughts on that signing?
Yeah, Ben's a good signing for us. He's been a Welsh under 21. He's a good young player. And it says, speaks volumes that he didn't blink about coming up here from Wales to join us. He can play two or three positions, which is something we like. He'll have good competition in the group, which we've got to have all over the pitch. You know, we'll have competition in all the places, because that's when everyone will be playing at their maximum. So that was the thought process behind Ben coming in.
Moving off the field, behind us we've got our second meeting of Ravens chat going on. You've popped up to say hello. Harry Forster has. We've got some players going out to a school visit shortly as well. It's great to see everybody really embracing the Bromley community.
Yeah, I think it's very important that we do that. Particularly myself, I love coming up there with these gentlemen. They're really brilliantly, brutally honest guys. They love their football. And it's actually quite a nice release for me just to come up and have a chat with them and sometimes get a viewpoint from the stands. So, yeah, it's very important. I really make a point of making sure the players do their bit, because there's me every week asking for the punters to come and watch us play. It's very important that we do our bit for the community as well. So the lads have embraced it, and like I say, with these guys on a Thursday, it's an absolute pleasure.
It just shows, doesn't it, what this club means to some people, and actually what difference football can make to a person's life.
Well, exactly that. I mean, I think we could all sort of say it's made a difference all of our lives. These gentlemen, you know, it's their sort of their life almost. So to come up in and have a chat with them is no hardship for me. I actually really enjoy it, and they're good company, although they keep it real quite a lot of the time about what I should have done.
Andy, thanks for joining us.
Thank
as
you.
Always.
Great to hear from Andy as always, Matt, and absolutely brilliant to see him up in Ravens chat again as well.
Absolutely. He loves it. He really, really did enjoy it. And it was great for the guys to be able to chat to him as well. It was also brilliant to see Mason come up to Ravens chat and Harry Forster as well. The players actually really enjoyed coming up and chatting to everyone, as did Andy.
As you say, one of the gentlemen there is obviously sponsors Harry Forster.
David,
short,
yeah.
Isn't he? Yeah.
David Whittock is Harry's shirt sponsor. So
brilliant.
He was really keen to meet him last week. I said, let's see what we can do next week, and Harry came up and absolutely made David's day. So that was really, really nice, and what a great second week for Ravens chat. We looked through some memorabilia this week, and that was a real talking point for everybody looking at some
of the
19.
I saw some of the games on the big screen as well.
So we started off by playing recent fixtures against Tunbridge, including the FA Cup one of I think it was 12 years ago, with the refereeing incident, the referee having to come off. And then we played some more recent ones as well, and then just it sort of spiralled into just other Bromley games.
Brilliant.
Of the past. So everyone enjoyed that. Everyone loved looking at the memorabilia as well, and we're looking forward to next week.
I was going to say, yeah, again, welcome new participants. Matt, for those that aren't aware, what is Ravens Chat?
So Ravens Chat is a social group really for over 50s, and we get together and have a chat about all things Bromley FC every Thursday from 11 till 1.
I know it's over 50s, but I do pop in and enjoy it.
Oh,
I
do
as
well.
It's a bit of therapy session.
It's amazing. And the people that have come so far have been absolutely lovely. And it's been great to meet some people that I actually didn't know from the fan base before. So, and I think that's been the main feedback that we've got, is everyone's able to come and chat in a relaxed environment and get to know people that they've seen around the ground but they've never spoken to before.
100%.
So, and it's brilliant. The impact it's having on these people 2 weeks in is incredible. And I'd like to thank Signature at Beckenham for their support of the project.
Thursdays, 11 o'clock.
Yes, Thursdays, 11 o'clock.
Brilliant.
You can sign up on our website, bromleyfc.tv/community.
Oh, it's my bit now.
It is.
What's next?
St Mark's.
Oh, St Mark's School. Yeah, we've been down there.
So Andy referred to it.
Yeah, Andy, the players have been down there, yourselves. Free tickets, a whole lot.
Yeah, so over 420 free tickets given out to St Mark's School, which, for those of you that don't know, is located near Bromley South. It was fantastic to go down there. We've been down there quite a lot over the years. And a few years ago, I think it was 2017, the club actually opened the new footballing facility.
Right, there. Seen it. In, I saw the Astro. Video earlier, yeah.
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. Big thank you to Mr Hall and Mr Hollands. No relation,
Mr.
by
Hall?
The way.
Oh, I was gonna say.
No relation. It was really,
the
really good.
Hall.
To go down, yeah, just not the imitation that I am. It was great to go in and meet the group of kids as well.
I'm forgetting you used to be a teacher.
I did, yes, sorry, back in on, a previous sorry. Life. So we went in with Harry and Ellery, throw me a little bit there, and we were delighted as well to welcome Chloe along, our new media and communications assistant in the Community Trust.
Great job.
She captured the day really, really nicely, and the players at first were a little bit nervous, a little bit unsure, but they got into it so quickly, and they really thoroughly enjoyed themselves, and that made it even better for the kids.
No injuries?
No injuries, no.
It was AstroTurf, I thought it was.
It was, no. Harry was a referee, so that was quite interesting, but Ellery got involved, scored a couple of goals. trying to pretend he's a striker, so that was good. It was great to catch up with Ellery, Harry, and Mr. Hollands. Here's what they had to say about the visit. So Harry, we're here at St Mark's Primary in Bromley. What have you been up to today?
Yeah, me and Ellery have just been out helping out with the kids, playing a bit of football and just answering their questions and getting involved.
It's great to get out into the local community and meet the people in and around the club, isn't it?
Yeah, really good. You know, they're all keen football fans, and we're here helping them out, and it's brilliant to see.
And you've tried your hand at refereeing today, I think.
Yeah, first time ever. You know what, I'm quite enjoying it. The referees get a bit of stick, but I'm quite enjoying it, yeah.
A potential option after football?
Potentially, we'll have to see. They get a lot of sticks, so I'm not sure, but we'll see.
Harry, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Ellery, you've been here with Harry at St Mark's School today. You look like you've really enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, definitely. It's been good to have a little kickabout with the kids and that. Look like they really enjoyed it. So, yeah, it's been a good day.
And did your team win?
Unfortunately, no, we didn't win. No.
We lost
on penalties, actually.
You did score, though, didn't you?
Yeah. Scored a couple. Got a bit of strike instinct in me, but yeah.
And it'll be great to see some of the kids coming down to the game next week. The whole school's getting a free ticket, which is a great gesture, isn't it?
Yeah, great gesture from Bromley, obviously. And I know everything they do for the school and that, so it's really nice to come down here and have a little kick about.
Chris Hollands, head teacher of St Mark's School. How does it feel to have the players in and around the place? It must be great for the kids.
It's absolutely fantastic. They love their sport, and to actually see some of their heroes who they go and see at the weekend come down and kick a football around with them, it means the world to them. It's fantastic.
And a great opportunity for them to ask some questions to some professionals as well.
Definitely, yeah. I've heard some of the questions. I think some of them would be quite interesting, but it's great that they can, you know, see the footballers as people as well, and yes, professional sportsmen, but people with thoughts and feelings and lives outside the pitch. So I look forward to hearing what they have to say.
And they're really enjoying themselves, the players as well, not just the kids.
They're getting stuck in. I'm a little bit worried about some potential injuries that might be coming, but yeah, they're finally enjoying themselves as well. And it's a great link between Bromley Football Club and St Mark's, which goes back a number of years.
And I was going to say, we actually opened this facility as a football club about 5 years ago, didn't
That's
we?
That's right, yeah. So Neil, the manager at the time, came down with some players, and it was Jack Holland was captain at the time as well. So it's been a link which has been going for a long time, and a fantastic link, and a mutually beneficial one, and one which I hope continues for many years to come.
And hopefully we'll see some supporters down for our big game against Stockport next week from this group.
Definitely, and who knows, Matt, never know, maybe some players in the future as well.
Absolutely, thanks for your time.
A pleasure, thank you.
Matt, absolutely great. It's great to hear from the head teacher and from the players, and like I say, I think there's a video going out shortly which Chloe's put together, which is perfectly sums up the day. So you're really, really good. It's great to see us out there, and we're looking forward to visiting some more schools after the half term, Matt.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, we've got a couple of visits lined up. So if you work at a school or you're involved with a school and you'd like us to come and visit you, you can email us community@bromleyfc.co.uk, and we'd love to bring the players down to meet everybody and say hello. So always looking for more schools to visit.
And Mr. Hall will be coming as well.
not the real one, though.
Moving away from the community and onto the academy, Matt.
that?
Yes, so the academy sides were back in action on Wednesday. Here's an update on what went on that day. An under-18 side made the trip to Oxford City and won 2-1, whilst another one of the under-18 sides beat West Ham 5-1 at Hayes Lane, which is absolutely incredible. Well done to them. They're getting some great results recently. As for the girls, they made the trip to Chelsea after last week's win over Spurs and drew 2-2, and that's another brilliant result.
Wow.
Absolutely fantastic. Moving on then to the under-17s, one of them drew 1-1 with VCD Athletic, and another under-17 side beat Next Gen Pro 7-1. There was a game at Hayes Lane as well, as another under-17s team took on a team called Level 7 and beat them 4-1, whilst the final under-17 side lost to Next Gen London, unfortunately. But the LSEC team beat Croydon College 1-0, so all in all, a really good week for the Academy.
Fantastic. I was going to say, hopefully Wednesdays will become a bit of a norm as we come out the other side of... I'll say that, but as we're coming out the other side of COVID, etc., touch wood with a new bar and kitchen, Matt, it'd be great to open up the stadium on a Wednesday, and then for those that are able to come down and watch those fixtures, that would be a great thing to look forward to.
Yeah, it will be, and the level of football is actually really, really good. You know, there are some really exciting prospects in that academy, and we've seen some of them come through in recent years. I'm thinking Ben Crowhouse, Kellen Fisher, players like that, amongst others as well. So, yeah, really, all bodes really well, and we look forward to seeing more talent come through.
And obviously, touching on the new bar and kitchen, Matt, obviously the chairman's had his latest update out that came out yesterday. A lot of topics covered.
Yeah, there was, wasn't there? It has been a very, very busy time at the club, and we're talking predominantly from the first part of the update. Obviously, a lot of speculation around Andy and his future recently. I think that's all been put to bed by Andy himself previously. But it's very, very clear to see that Andy's decision is a real reflection on us as a football club. I think that's what the chairman is trying to get across. Andy had the opportunity to go and he decided to stay here. Yeah. He believes in what he's building here. And it's absolutely brilliant that he's made that decision. Not only that...
100%, I guess, and off the back of that, with all due respect, you know, investment's been made in the squad, and you talk about the additions and... Six new players?
Six players since January. So obviously those are Scott Wagstaff, Ellery Balcombe, Luke Dreyer, Connor Parsons, Mason Bloomfield, and now Ben Margotson. So he's really been able to bolster the squad. And I know he commented on his interview earlier that you will have listened to in this podcast that he's really grateful for the support of the chairman and being able to make those moves in what is a crucial time in the season.
That's been brilliant, like you say, Matt. To be where we are at this point in the season, I know... early December, I think in December people started talking about the usual Bromley FC mid-season slump and stuff like that, and it hasn't been a case, touch wood, so far. And like you say, to bring in and strengthen the squad as we've done is obviously brilliant news, I think, for everyone involved. Obviously moving away from the first team, Matt, obviously the bar and kitchen, it's got a name.
Yes, it has. It's going to be called Broomfields. So
Broomfields Bar and Kitchen.
Yes, it's going to be
can't
brilliant,
wait for
isn't it?
To be open. I've got to be honest.
It's lovely, and actually, from our offices, we can see how it's all taking shape, can't we? And it's really, really exciting to see actually each week how much progress is being made on that. And it's going to be fantastic once it opens. It's going to be an entire operation in itself, not only for match days but for during the week as well. And it's really going to be something quite unique, I think.
Really difficult. I think the chairman touches on the. The merits behind, obviously a lot of supporters wanted it to be a football related name, and I know we've touched on it previously, but obviously the aim is to try and attract a wider audience, a different demographic outside of our norm. So obviously I know it got shortlisted down to those five names, and the chairman's obviously explained how, based on all the feedback, loads and loads of comments, obviously positive and negative, but Broomfields was the one that obviously came out on top out of those five by the fans, and obviously that's the one they've gone ahead with. So Broomfields Bar and Kitchen opening soon, Matt. I don't have an exact date yet,
soon.
Can't wait to find out.
TBC. Looking forward to it.
I was having a look at the fixtures, and I was thinking if it's April, we've got four home games in April. I mean, what a way to kick things off. That would be absolutely brilliant.
100%. And what a space for the supporters to be in on a match day as well. Most people will not have seen it. You know, it is very, very big, isn't it? So it's going to be absolutely fantastic for them to be able to utilise that space and all the brand new facilities that are going to accompany it. Really, really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it obviously extends on the previous update about the fact that obviously we're all moved into here now. I know the club shop, ticket office, etc. below starting to take shape as well. So obviously we, as we've mentioned previously in the podcast, absolutely delighted to be in these new surroundings. Even, even in recording this podcast, the ability to be able to lock ourselves in a meeting room and get it recorded has been great.
And then obviously, Jeff, that brings us on to the rather sad news about Gareth the Cat.
Yeah, obviously incredibly sad, Matt. The transfer to Beckenham Town has obviously now occurred. I'd like to think I've been honest and transparent with everybody who's asked me questions directly on the subject, and obviously the previous rumours about him going and the fact that he didn't in the end, you know, that's where we were at the point. But no, it's sad to say he has obviously gone to Beckenham now. He's been there for a week. Pete's been great. I'd like to thank Pete at Beckenham Town for all their help and that, and obviously we're checking him on irregularly, and like I say, hopefully he's obviously found his forever home, and hope that'll be the case. Like I say, they're at home on Saturday. I know he's enjoyed the clubhouse already, so he's at home on Beckenham are at home on Saturday, so I'm sure some fans that might not be making the trip to Tunbridge will be heading over to Beckenham to say hello. Not ideal, but from everything I've seen so far, I'm sure Beckenham Town do a great job of looking after him, Matt.
Absolutely echo those thoughts, Jeff. Right, let's move back on to football then. And, of course, it is the trip to Tunbridge away tomorrow. But just before that, actually...
Hey, trophy!
We've got our quiz night tonight, haven't we? Provided by Bromley FC Events.
Oh, yeah, Events. Yeah, they've done a great job. Ben, Megan, Brian, you're now comparing, aren't you?
I'm the MC. Brian's the quizmaster.
Don't let that put you off, though. The questions are amazing, apparently.
Let's just get that straight. Brian's the quizmaster. I'm just the MC. I'm just just the support act here. But yeah, on to FA Trophy tomorrow. Really looking forward to it, Jeff. It's a ground that we've had a lot of trips to in recent years. One that's not very far away and actually has a lot of memories, doesn't it, Longmead?
Yeah, we spoke about it a couple of times now on the podcast, haven't we? I think... yeah, but I can remember numerous games down there back in our Ryman days. Conference South, I don't think we played them in the Conference South, did we?
We did, we did a few times, yeah.
The FA Cup one that I've obviously mentioned before sticks out, and I think that's the one that Josh has put on social media today as a throwback Thursday. But yeah, like I say, I mean, they went forget league placings or whatever. As always, it's a cup game, trophy game. Anything goes.
Absolutely. You know,
they went and beat Dorking in the week, didn't they? I saw that result.
Yeah.
It was a fantastic result. So it's going to be an incredibly tough test. It's going to be great to see a few old faces. Obviously, Barry Moore in the dugout for Tunbridge. Part of our promotion winning side, 06-07. So, I've always enjoyed my visits there. So, thoroughly looking forward to it.
Me too. So, Tunbridge Angels currently sit 18th in the National League South. 25 points from 25 games so far this season. But like Jeff says there, an impressive victory recently against Dorking Wanderers. And actually... to get to this point, they beat Kings Lynn Town, so they did beat a National League side to get to this point. And obviously at stake is a place in the quarterfinals, isn't it? It all gets very real then, doesn't it?
Two games from Wembley.
Incredible.
Three games. It's two legs, isn't it, semi-final still?
I think
or
it
have
is.
They changed it now?
I think it is.
We need a researcher for this show.
But really looking forward to the trip down there. For those of you that can't make it, myself and Dan Bentley will be live on Mixlr from about 2:50 p.m.
Make sure you make it.
So do join us for that one. I really think we'll travel very well tomorrow. I think there'll be a lot of Bromley fans in attendance.
100%, sure hope so.
Really looking forward to it. And then, Jeff... In a different game, back to the league focus, a massive game in the offing on Tuesday.
Little old Stockport coming to Hayes Lane with their fans.
Top of the
Hopefully
league.
Another bumper crowd. I think it'll be brilliant. It's under-16s go free again. Like you say, I think we've had a great take-up already on the kids go free tickets and flyers that have been handed out. It is a midweek night, so you usually have a dipping crowd. Being a half term, is that going to help us, or have people gone on holiday? I don't know. Time will tell. But what a game! They're in the trophy as well on Saturday, so it's as we are. So where is Stockport?
Top.
We're fourth.
Yeah, indeed. Oh. Yeah, but it's very tight. I think there's.
How's this not on TV? This game. Come on, BT.
There's only 4 points in it, I think. So really looking forward to that one. It's football under floodlights. Get
under
down to
lights.
Hayes Lane. It's going to be a great night. So it'll be some brilliant football, I'm sure. Really looking forward to that. Talking of Stockport, a huge thank you. Well done to Josh for organising it. A huge thank you to Stockport Club President Steve Bellis for giving us the lowdown on his club. Here's what he had to say.
Hi, this is Steve Bellis, the club president at Stockport County. I think it's fair to say Stockport County don't do things the easy way. And after a good season last season where we had an 18-match unbeaten run under new manager Simon Rusk and then just missed out in the playoffs, there was lots of optimism at Edgeley Park ahead of the current season. But it didn't start well. An opening day defeat at home to Dagenham and Redbridge had the fans wondering, was this going to be another tough time in the National League? And it didn't carry on along particularly well either. There were more results to follow that didn't please Leddy Park faithful. A 3-0 home defeat at Yeovil didn't go down well. And a 3-0 battering away at Halifax also had their nerves jangling around Edgeley Park. It all proved too much in the end, and a decision had to be made, and Simon Rusk sadly fell on his sword. He simply came to the club at the wrong time, and change was needed. And who else to fill those boots but Dave Challoner? A former player, and for many, many years, we've watched Dave Challoner in the opposite dugout with a rather smug grin on his face, pulling off result after result against Stockport for his previous teams, Fylde and Hartlepool. And I must admit, it was great to see him for once in our dugout with that same smug grin on that same head. And from the minute he walked in, things changed. Suddenly, we had a much more attacking team out there. The same players, but producing a very, very different set of performances. And of course, of late, things have gone very well. His first game was a little bit of a freebie in that we started away in the FA Cup at Bolton and produced a fantastic performance to earn a replay at Edgeley Park. That replay, of course, was watched by a national audience on BBC Two and saw one of the finest FA Cup games ever to grace the Stockport County ground. And of course, many people saw that as a real example of what the FA Cup was all about. But it also set the club on the path to where we are today. And that is a situation where we haven't lost now for 11 consecutive league games. And in fact, previously, we'd never won more than 9 league games on the trot in our near 140-year history. So this is quite an achievement. And on Tuesday night, we faced the second team in the league, having found ourselves at the top of the league in Chesterfield. And in a very, very eventful game, it finished 2-2. And having been 2-0 down at half-time, yes, we would have taken it. But at the end, we're a bit disappointed, if I'm really honest, that we hadn't managed to take 3 points. But on to the next game, Bromley away. Bromley, always a very, very difficult place to go, and a team that punch above their weight season after season. There's no doubt about it. Everybody at Edgeley Park knows that the game at Bromley will be one of the toughest tests that we will face this season. It's one we're looking forward to. We'll be hoping that the influential Sarcevic will be back for this game. He's missed out with injury for a few games. But one thing's for certain, it will be another great example of what the National League is all about. And whilst we're very much looking forward to playing Bromley, we know it'll be a very, very tough night.
And I think that's it, Jeff.
Blimey. Yeah, massive thanks to Steve. They're always great, like you say, to get the lowdown on the opposition. And I just got off. I'm speechless that we've made it to 97 episodes.
I know, we're 3 away from 100 now. We're not going to get away without another little gaffe about being close to 100. So we are getting ever closer. 3 episodes and we're at 100, and we're going to have to do something special for that one, surely.
Beautiful. FA Trophy and Football Under Lights. That'll do.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us this week. Thank you to Jeff.
Thank you all.
It's been great being back with you all, and we look forward to seeing you at Tunbridge and then against Stockport. Take care, everyone, and we'll be back with you soon.
Come on, Bromley. Champions League, you could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me.